Frangela floating in on the glory of their Chicago theater performance.
Oh, what a fun show.
We had such a great time.
In your hometown.
Oh, my goodness. It was so wonderful. It was wonderful in every way. I mean.
And, well, I have an announcement. I'm in love with Angela's mother. Angela has two mommies.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
It was pretty quick.
I know she's
fast.
Great, but that doesn't slow me down much.
I've always kind of wanted her to be gay, so I'm just saying she hasn't made the best choices sometimes.
She was spectacular. She was spectacular.
My mama's really hot.
Yeah, she's
and
great.
Smart and stuff.
She's great. Mm. Valerie tweeted, I would listen to my, I will listen while I take my grandson to preschool. The other day he asked why you like tarantulas so much. I finally figured out he meant Frangela.
Why do you like tarantulas?
I do not care for tarantulas. Frangela. Big fan.
Those tarantulas.
Oh, he's so cute. That's the cutest thing ever. I'm going to tell you something. Your listeners, you guys are the best people ever.
The sweetest, best people ever.
The best people ever.
I tell you what. Listen to this one. Hang on, love letter. This is from Mark. Steph, after the outrageously brilliant show in the meet and grow up in Chicago, we got into a cab to go home. Our driver asked what we'd done during the evening. We told him. He explained in joy, Stephanie Miller, WCPT 820 Chicago. Long story short, he came here 11 years ago with nothing, became a citizen 5 years ago, and has built a good life. He, besides, he listens to you all the time, and he's voting for Hillary.
Yay!
Rock on, Chicago cab driver.
Yay.
Oh, that's good, because cab drivers, we don't usually get the good ones.
Yeah.
We get the crazy ones. The ones who hate some weird group of people.
Mm-hmm.
That you're like, they're like, I hate people from Yemen, and you're like, really?
You just have to go. I'm not a chatter. I don't chat in the cab. Okay. Yeah, it was fantastic. You guys were a triumph, as you normally are.
As were you. Everybody had such a great show. You guys, on fire.
Bearded John Fugelsang. Let's talk about how even hotter Grizzly Adams John Fugelsang is.
It's like a little Unabomber, but all sexy.
It's really weird.
That man.
We are all getting terrified, are we not?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, by the way, I keep getting a CNN news alerts. Donald Trump will address the birther issue. So that's of earth-shattering importance.
I don't understand how, we woke up this morning, and we should call each other to make sure we're awake, and I saw that Trump is trying to say that Hillary started the birther.
Right.
I'm sorry, am I awake? Let's start with that.
I'm having a stroke.
I'm actually awake, right?
But I smell toast, I think.
Right. And oranges.
Yeah, I gotta do that. Like, I gotta do that test with this, you gotta touch your nose.
Yeah.
What?
Right. So I guess this is part of his further African American outreach,
which is killing. By the way, I mean
he called the pastor, the African American pastor woman, a hot mess.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. And that she was she was nervous. Right. I was like, but you did what her nervous butt said. Didn't you? She came up, put her hand on you, was like, no, baby,
not today.
And you did it. I can't even believe.
He thinks the video doesn't exist of him going.
I seriously think he's like, he never learned object permanence.
No.
Like he kind of thinks if he puts his hands in front of his face, we can't see him.
Yeah. Right.
Like he really does think
and
that.
And can't hear him and don't have tape of him saying every deplorable thing ever.
So 65% of his voters think the president is Muslim. 60% think he was not from the USA. So that'll be interesting to see how he handles the.
Yeah.
Birther thing. But yeah, blame Hillary. That sounds good.
Yeah, he's just going to lie. I mean, my theory is he's going to go with, I didn't say it. And then he's going to do that pivot for them, which is, I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's true. And also, you know, the fact that it's not just that they think that he's Muslim, but that they hate Muslims.
Yeah.
That they're Islam.
So for those of you not prone to the math, that is actually more than half of his.
Exactly.
And I mentioned this one to you. That's my favorite. Oh, sorry, my favorite headline. Nearly 20% of Trump supporters disapprove of Lincoln freeing the slaves.
Yeah.
An additional 17% of the respondents said they weren't sure.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah. If Lincoln,
if it were 1862 ish, they'd have a lot of company,
right?
They'd have a lot of people agreeing with
them. But I'm not. And here's the thing:
do those 70% think there could be a do over? Is that what they're hoping for?
That is. I would like to see you try.
Yeah.
See, because we didn't speak the language and know where we were, mm-hmm. but things are different.
Things are very different.
We had to tell more than one person this week, we don't march anymore.
Yeah.
It is not that movement.
No.
I'm not getting my church hat or my purse.
No.
I'm not walking across no dang bridge trying to be polite.
We're not those black people.
We are not those black people. You have beaten the peace out of us.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, Francis, you were saying.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, you're talking about 20% disagree with, you know, actually Lincoln freeing the slaves.
Right.
The reality here is that we were just talking about this in the car. We know somebody, we have a friend, a black man, upstanding citizen, who's been called the N-word 7 times in the last 4 months.
Wow.
Here in Los Angeles.
In West Hollywood.
In West Hollywood.
Wow.
People have to understand, like, we got into this conversation yesterday with somebody about this whole vote your conscience thing. And I was like, I don't know why your conscience can't also include the protection of my civil rights.
Right.
And other people's civil rights. I don't know how that works exactly.
Right.
But it's the incidents. I mean, there's racism, institutional racism, but I can tell you from personal experience and from other people, the incidents of overt, violent, threatening racism have exponentially increased during this campaign.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys missed it, but the Trump Women's Empowerment Tour has begun, taking aim at Clinton's lead among women. With the exception of Lara Trump, all of the surrogates on the tour Saturday were women of color, including your favorites, Diamond and Silk. Katrina Pearson introduced them. These are our two obviously black women who support Donald Trump, she said.
Obviously black.
We figure if we take them with us, people can actually see them. They'll know that black women who support Trump exist.
And they're crazy.
Like, right. Isn't that another version of look at my African Americans?
It is.
Just stop pointing at black people.
It's worse because that one was free. They've corralled these and are taking them with them.
We've been thinking about doing a bit called Pearl and Polyester instead of Silk and Diamond.
Or what's the Zirconium?
Zirconium.
Did you see his first anti-Hillary, the deplorable ad? And there's a shot of a black man clapping. Presumably.
No, that was at a concert. That was like, that was at Kool & Gang or something. That had nothing to do with him.
There appeared to be only one African-American woman in attendance out of several dozen people at the Belleville event. The African-American woman, Stacey Polk, I'm sure you know her.
She's got kicked out a long time ago.
left impressed, but unwilling to publicly commit to Trump yet, saying she needed to discuss her decision with her family first.
Oh,
how do you think that's going to go?
I wish we could be there for that night.
Really. I fried up some fish, and I'm voting for Trump.
What did you just say?
I fried up some fish.
What did you just say? Okay, you know what? First of all, you aren't too old to be. That's what's going to happen.
Wow. After Diamond and Silk led a call and response concerning getting on the Trump train, all aboard, they asked, woo woo, the women responded.
First of all, do we get to sit in the front of the train? How's this going to
work
out?
And if it's a wine train, you're going to get your ass thrown off.
We're going to get thrown off.
I know.
Here's
the thing. It's like when 20% of the voters are telling me that I should still be a slave.
Right.
Why I got reasons not to get on this train.
Right.
We've gotten on boats.
No.
I can't trust you.
Right.
No, not with transportation.
And 17% that are you know, they're on the fence about it. Not sure.
I don't know where they're conducting these alleged polls, but I have a feeling it's for the four black people that they've managed to get to look at Trump.
You guys tweeted, as we blocked 400 plus violent white supremacists a day ago, we thought of how important it is to beat Trump by a landslide.
Yes.
That's I
don't think people get it. I mean, I understand that, you know, you want to vote for a third and fourth party candidate. In fact, I'm very much in favor of that.
Right. Yeah.
It's just that he can't just lose. He has to lose so horribly.
Right. And according to the polls now, you're like, if it were held now, it would be close.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's terrifying.
It is beyond terrifying. I don't know what is going on. Here's the thing. It's the time I'm going, I don't believe these polls. I cannot believe these polls.
I don't want to, but I think we need to act like they're true.
Yeah. And as I've been saying, it does not surprise me because of the way the media covers this. It went beyond malpractice. I don't know how long ago.
Yeah.
I mean, there is such a double standard. It is terrifying.
Outright lying.
Yeah.
I mean, they literally, reporters will look at Hillary and call her a liar about things that have been investigated 9, 10, 12 times. But when Donald Trump lies to them in the same sentence in front of them, say nothing.
Right. Yep. Right. Big dog talking about this, Bill Clinton on Daily Show yesterday.
I know how fragile it is. And I watched unscrupulous politicians play my people from the time I was a little boy. All the racism that was inspired over the integration of Little Rock Central High School in Arkansas. Everybody looking for somebody else to blame. Surely to God, there's some way we can be just a little bit madder at each other than we are now, just a little bit more divided. And yet, the people I come from, for all their anger, if your house was on fire, you'd want them in the neighborhood, because they'd run into your house and save your kid and put the house out. But they are being played now because their incomes are down.
Yeah.
It's pure demagoguery. They're preying on the frailty, the fear of a group of a population that was much of which was already primed with a lot of backward, bigoted ideas.
Yes.
Right.
But when I tell you, and I mean this, that this is not a theoretical issue for us, that on a day-to-day basis, the things that are happening that we are seeing, the overt racism that we personally are dealing with, has gone through the roof.
Yeah. Because everyone thinks it's okay to tell it like it is now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just say what everyone's thinking.
Very little for them to feel emboldened.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why she needs to win, obviously, Hillary, but she can't just win by 1 or 2%. She can't win by 3-4. It's got to be like, why'd you even run?
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise those people.
We've got to put these ideas in this country.
But this is what we talked
about.
Bury them. Right. But it has gotten so dangerous, no matter how this turns out, is he's really ginned up these racist yahoos to a level that I'm nervous about somebody getting hurt.
Yeah.
Or worse.
We've got officials. Was it an official in Kentucky basically alluding to calling
Matt Bevin.
Calling for violence if Hillary wins.
Yeah.
Like, it's at that level. And I want to say, I do think that this is where I look back at Obama's presidency and is the patience and the overt care and concern he showed for racists.
Yeah.
And where I've always
the
been critical of that.
Yeah.
I've always
did you hear any coverage of what I thought was even the most racist thing he said is this fear-mongering about you have to vote for me or this will be the last election.
Right.
Or that any Republican will ever win because they're going to let all these brown people in and you'll never elect a Republican again. I mean, it just fear, racist fear-mongering at its worst.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, see, it's that taco truck thing has made me really consider an open border.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I would like a taco truck on every corner.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't. This is what, when you're sitting here thinking, I really want to vote for this third party, or I can't vote, I don't want to vote for Hillary, I need you to think about what you're doing.
Yep.
And I want you to think about Frangela getting called all sorts of names on the street outside their homes.
Yeah.
People, when I'm walking my dog, acting like I don't belong there.
Yeah. But I remember during Brexit, there was that woman who was in her house for 4 days. She lived in London, and she couldn't come out of her house because people were literally throwing excrement and writing things on her front door. That's
Indian, right? Was she Indian?
No. Yeah. I don't think she was. Was she Indian?
I forget.
Yeah. Well, that's like Mr. Trump saying they're going to call me Mr. Brexit soon.
Yeah.
Meaning,
you know,
maybe we'll destroy our country.
Exactly.
Know.
It's not a theory. It's not a wedge issue. It's our lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean my breathing biological life.
Yes.
Yeah.
not my ideological life.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Every time you vote for a third party candidate,
you're
Angel.
Killing Frangela.
A racist rips an angel's wings off.
That's right. Violently. Like in that movie, Constantine.
Right. Without anesthesia.
That's right.
20
and they bill them.
Thank you.